But before that, happy birthday, World Wide Web. A bit older than two, the web is actually celebrating its 15th birthday. Not quite its 50th yet, its 15th birthday. That was over the weekend. Well, here at the BBC, on our technology website at bbcnews.com, we've been marking the occasion with discussion of how the web has changed our lives. Well, let's hear from some people who've been part of that discussion. First to Kai, over in the Commonwealth of Dominica. And Kai, you're a deep sea diver. Presumably the web doesn't necessarily help you when you're under the waves. So how has it changed and hopefully improved your life?
Well, the biggest thing for me, of course, has been the fact that I live a long way away from all of my family. My family are spread in, my sister lives in Australia, my mother in Spain, my father in France, a brother in Norway, and of course I'm in Dominica. So definitely over the last few years, it's enabled me to stay in contact with them. So I can use a voice over internet program called Skype. And we can see each other with video, we can talk to each other, and it costs me nothing, which, of course, is a very useful thing to have.
All right. And Amna, what about you? You originally came from a small village in Pakistan.
Yes.
Now, you live in Canada now, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I live in Canada right now for 5 years now.
Okay. And the web has helped you with your education, so get your stuff together, so ultimately you've made your way over to Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, well, before coming to Canada, I was living in a remote city in Pakistan and started using the internet, and I decided, I want to go abroad for like more education, because I was talking to all these people around the world. And, thanks to the internet, I looked at the entire procedure, applied online, and I built a strong case for myself, because it was kind of hard to convince my parents. But, I finally came here, and I have a life that would have been impossible to even think of before.
And we've heard from Kai that he communicates with people, across the world with voice over IP and so on. I mean, you presumably still have friends and family back in
Pakistan.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I keep in touch with them, and, I send them gifts over the internet. Like, if there's a Mother's Day, I'm going to send my mother flowers. Things like that, so...
Yeah, yeah. And do you communicate with them? Are you like Kai? Are you doing all the voice over IP stuff, too?
I do voice over IP within Canada, but I also use primarily MSN and the voice chat on MSN to stay in touch with my family.
Right. Random thought for you, Kai. Does the web help you at all with your diving?
Well, what it does is I have a website where I also have a digital camera and a digital video camera, and when I get back from diving, I can make little videos, which I do, and photographs, and then my family, friends, and anybody who wants to see what I've been seeing can easily access the underwater world, and I live in a very, very beautiful part of the world, so it's good for them to be able to see that.
Yeah, it's good for us in these big crowded cities to see what you're up to.